You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. On a Tuesday, commentator Gary Joyner is with us to explore the life of a Spaniard who was heralded by French Creoles as one of the greatest Frenchmen of colonial America. Regardless of his nationality, Joyner says Louisiana owes him a debt of gratitude.
In colonial times, perhaps the greatest governor in our region was the Spaniard, Don Bernardo de Galvez. Galveston is named in his honor, but our region owes him much more. This young nobleman was 31 years old when he was assigned to the governorship of Louisiana. By that time, he had graduated from the Spanish Royal Military Academy, had fought the Portuguese on the Iberian Peninsula, African tribesmen in Morocco, and Apaches on the Rio Grande. The latter was a task that almost killed him when his column was ambushed and he received 3 arrow wounds. In 1777, then a colonel, he was sent to Louisiana as the commandant of Spanish forces in the region and as governor of the colony. Spain was decidedly pro-American, and Galvez was ordered to help the fledgling government against the hated British. He secretly sent arms and supplies to the American forces in the West. Once Spain entered the war on the side of the colonies, Galvez could make open warfare. He attacked the British at Baton Rouge and seized 3 forts through a brilliant ruse. His most famous exploit was against the British in Florida. He knew that if he could drive the British out of their stronghold in Pensacola, the Spanish would control all of the Gulf Coast. In May 1781, Galvez took the Spanish Louisiana fleet against the British. A Cuban fleet joined him but balked at the defenses at the mouth of the bay. Galvez and the Cuban admiral argued over the battle plan, and Galvez told his counterpart that he would go into harm's way with or without the Cuban force. He lined his ships up bow to stern, with his flagship in the lead. The fleet pounded the British forts on either side of the harbor. A land force from Louisiana trekked overland and helped set up the siege of the town. The plan was a success, and the Cuban commander was embarrassed. When hostilities ended, Galvez returned to Spain for his accolades. He was promoted to the rank of Major General, became Captain General of Louisiana, East and West Florida, and Cuba. Most important to Galvez, the king allowed his family to place on their coat of arms the motto, Yo Solo, I Alone, for the victory at Pensacola. He was soon promoted to the top Spanish post in North America, the Viceroy of New Spain, based in Mexico City. There, he rebuilt Chapultepec Castle and constructed roads. Although commoners loved him, the aristocracy in Mexico thought he was too pro-American. He assisted in the establishment of the Jay Cardoqui Treaty that established free navigation by Americans on the Mississippi River and tariff-free warehousing in New Orleans. Complaints grew over his pro-Anglo leanings, and he became less sociable, almost solitary. In October 1786, he took ill with a high fever. It was rumored that he had been poisoned, but his symptoms were those of yellow fever. He died on November 30, 1786, and is buried in San Fernando Cemetery in Mexico City. When the French Creoles learned of his death, they named him one of the 4 great Frenchmen of colonial Louisiana, ignoring his Spanish origins. Galvez paved the way for the American ownership of the Mississippi Valley. The right to trade in New Orleans without tariffs later convinced Thomas Jefferson that the United States should own the city, resulting in the Louisiana Purchase. Galvez, now largely forgotten to history, was the equal of the Marquis de Lafayette in military prowess. No one surpassed the sheer territory he conquered during the American Revolution. Few men have made such an impact on American history without being a citizen. His life proves, perhaps more than most, that history matters.